CNN's Miller, vetting process for Afghans under Biden programs was chaotic. By Ian Hanchett on November 26, 2025. On Wednesday's broadcast of CNN's The Source, CNN chief law enforcement and intelligence analyst John Miller stated that with individuals seeking asylum from Afghanistan under initiatives started by the Biden administration, the vetting process that they went through with these people was chaotic. And the Afghan records were spotty, as you would imagine. Miller said, "Well, it's pretty well documented how he got in. We're not 100% sure about why he was chosen to be part of Operation Refuge or Operation Welcome Allies, but there had to be some process for him to get on that plane that got him to Dulles. But, remember, this is a program that, as of 2022, had moved 88,500 refugees seeking asylum from Afghanistan. Now, some of these people were people who worked for the military. Some of these people had worked for the CIA. Some of these people had worked for USAID. Most of them, or their families associated with him, were coming on the idea that, if we stay behind, the Taliban will make us pay the price." He continued, "The vetting process that they went through with these people was chaotic. I had detectives from the Joint Terrorism Task Force assigned to that vetting process who reported back. It was being run by the Department of Homeland Security. But the Afghan records were spotty, as you would imagine. The names were sometimes hard to document. People didn't exactly know their particular dates of birth. Which made, on the other hand, what they did is they collected biometrics. It's how this suspect who had no ID was identified." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.